A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 13. We left off last time at verse number 53. Matthew 13, verse number 53. The Lord has given a series of parables and giving the explanation of some, not giving the explanation of others, asking his disciples if they understood what he had declared unto them. He said it's given unto them to understand the parables. And then he summarizes all that about this scribe that is in the Word of God and instructed in the kingdom of heaven, as likened to a householder that's got this treasure chest. And he brings forth out of his treasure things new and old, instruction in the kingdom, and things new, more recent things that we've come to learn and understand, or old things that we've learned and known about, maybe forgotten, was re-instructed in it, and that. He said it's a great, great blessing to have this blessing, this treasure, this knowledge about the kingdom and working of God. And that's what it is. It's seeing how things are working and how the Lord is working in the way that the Lord sees it. Not that we have come to this on our own. It's only by the Lord showing his children what he is doing. It's the Lord's purpose and work and plan that he has revealed unto his children right here in his good book, the Bible, the scriptures, the Word of God. In Matthew 13, after all of these different parables that he's given, we come to verse number 53, where the scripture says, "And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence." He left the place. "And when he was come into his own country," that would have been Galilee and Nazareth, "he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" So they know Jesus. They know that he is their hometown boy, that he is from there, and I mean that in a respectful way. And they said, how does he have this teaching? Because we don't have this teaching here at Nazareth. And how is he able... Pardon me, how is he able to do these miracles? How is it that he can have this wisdom and work these miracles as he has done? Is not this the carpenter's son? And so they believe that he was Joseph's son. Is not his mother called Mary? Well, we know Mary. They're just regular folks among us. And his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, said, we know his family. And his sisters, are they not all with us? So, well, we know his family, we know his mother, his supposed father, Joseph, they thought. How can this man say these things and know these things and do these things? And they were offended in him. And they were offended in him. Huh. Why were they offended in him? He didn't fit the mold that they thought that he ought to fit. He wasn't one of the hometown boys. He was Maybe they perceived him to be too uppity. They were offended by his knowledge and his way. They did not think that one of their own town could rise to such an ability and stature. As it is with the Lord Jesus, his righteousness and his fullness was and is an offense to many, to mankind. When God Almighty purposed to send the Savior and did so, it's an offense unto mankind. Who are you to tell me that I need a Savior? Why do I need a Savior? What are you talking about my sins transgressing against God? It's a great offense. God would not send a Savior if mankind didn't need a Savior. But we do need a Savior because we are wicked and sinful. And the preaching that he did and the works that he did, the wisdom that was shown forth of him, they said it just doesn't match. Doesn't match where he's from. He should be more basic than this. He should be more subdued than this. He said he should not have this kind of standing and ability. They were offended in him. Why is it that people are offended at Christ? He's the very Savior that they need, that we need. He comes to us and offers this salvation freely. No payment. Nothing we can do. We have no ability to pay or to buy. No ability to please the Lord other than by faith in him, believing and trusting in him. It's by faith that it might be by his graciousness. He's the provider of the salvation. He's the doer of the washing away of sins. They were offended in him. Are you offended in Christ? You know, this is still holds true today. Many are offended by Christ. They don't want to be told that they're wrong. They don't want to be told that they're sinners. They don't want to be told that they stand in condemnation before God Almighty because of their sins. They don't want to be told that the way that they have chosen for themselves is a way that leads only to hell, death, and destruction. Just don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear that they need a Savior and that this Jesus that died on the cross and shed his blood and was buried and rose again is the Savior that they need. They don't see themselves as that bad. They don't see themselves as wretched as the Lord tells us that we are. They were offended in him. Are you offended in Christ? I pray that you would see your great need of him and come unto him in repentance and faith. They were offended in him, and many today are offended in him. It points back to the parable of the four different kinds of ground, and this on the stony places is descriptive of that. In verse number 21 of this chapter, "Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word spoken by the Lord and his Bible and his truth, by and by he is offended." No, I don't need a Savior like that. I don't need a straight and narrow way that you say is Christ. I don't need that. I don't need that kind of a Savior. I don't feel like I need to be rescued like you say the Bible says that I need to be. And they were offended in him. He didn't match up with their way. He didn't match up with their pattern there in Nazareth. Verse 57, "But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." And so here it is regarding that of a prophet. Jesus declares he is a prophet. He is the prophet indeed. All of prophecy is by him and his spirit. He is the center of all prophecy. And he is the prophet of the Lord. And here his own hometown will not honor him. They're offended in him. They don't believe that he is one that has authority to instruct them and to tell them where they're right and where they're wrong. He's not one that they see themselves to be in subjection to. They are offended in him. He said a prophet is received everywhere else, but where he's from, in the town, in the region, the county where he's from, in his own country, as he says here. That's talking about the region where he would be known from the time he was a child. He's not honored there. The people look on into him and they say, oh, he's just one of us. He's that snotty-nosed kid that we saw grow up here. And they doubt the wisdom. They doubt the mighty works that he did. Nah, something's just not jiving about that. There's no way that he could be part of that. They're offended in that. They take a position that he thinks he's better than they, or because he's doing better than they are offended at that and crowded by that. It says here, a prophet is not without honor save in his own country and in his own house. And that's the way that it was. There was a time that even his own half-brothers and sisters would not believe in him, would not receive him, were not convinced that he was who he said he was. And they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Are you offended in Christ? Again, it is a natural and normal offense. God says that we're condemned sinners from the beginning, from the time Adam, our father, ate of that fruit and disobeying God. And we just don't think that's right. That just can't be right. A Savior? What do we need with a Savior? And listen to this. I find this interesting. Verse 58, last verse of the chapter, Matthew 13, 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So because of their unbelief in him as Savior, as Master, as Prophet, as Messiah, he didn't do much. He wasn't glorified there. There was no rejoicing concerning him there. Very, very limited. And, you know, it's sad. It's a blight on this community. Not receiving him because of this offense that they have because of him. Him being one that they knew from the time he was a child, and they just never can think and accept that he would be the prophet, capital P, of God. How about you? Where do you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ? What do you say about the Lord Jesus Christ? Is he just another good guy and that was high on himself and did some good things, said a few good things, but it just really has no application to you? Or do you see him as the Savior of the world, the Savior that you need? We pray that you'll see him as the Savior that you need. As the command of the Lord goes forth, repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.